Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big talk today is in the NFL, where many, many, many players of varying levels of accomplishment and prominence have taken to Twitter to essentially say, hey, owners, we need our health and safety protocols here. I'll just read the one I'm looking at here. Dwayne Brown, former Texan tackle, now Seattle Seahawks. Been around the league a long time. Crazy to hear the NFL is not following the recommendations of their own experts regarding player health and safety. How does this even make sense? I want to play football, but we need the NFL to create a safe work environment for us. Hashtag we want to play. And all these tweets, for the most part, hashtag with we want to play. So with that, bring on my next guest. He covers the NFL for CBSSports.com. Jordan Dejani joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Jordan, it's great to have you on the show. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing well, and congratulations on the new time slot.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. It's, to change things up a little bit, and as a morning host Monday through Friday, afternoons on Sundays work out better on evenings. So I appreciate the kind words, my man, and I appreciate you coming on with me here. I want to ask you about these tweets. At the end of the day, the tweets really only matter if it spurs some sort of action. And I'm just curious, in your mind, as you're watching this unfold, what do you think the owners are thinking right now as they watch this particular chess move by the players?
Yeah, this was very interesting this morning. I mean, a coordinated social media post blitz, right? And the whole thing is, yesterday when we saw the training camp dates get posted, I hope everybody realizes that's not necessarily a win for NFL football. I mean, the league had the power to reinforce those training camp start dates, and everything else still has yet to be figured out. So what happened this morning was obviously a coordinated effort, and it was to show that, no, it's not a guarantee we're going to have football. There's still a lot of things we as the NFLPA have to work out with the NFL, and apparently they're not doing so well on their side of the negotiating table. But in terms of what could happen, I'm with you. I don't think that football is necessarily a coin flip this season. I mean, we saw that the elite of the NFL did not like the CBA, yet that was able to come to fruition. So in terms of what the owners, what the league is thinking, I'm not sure, because they obviously know that they have to put out more specifics, have legitimate actual protocols be put on paper if they want to conduct the season in the safest way possible. So they still have some time, and when I say some time, really just a few hours to kind of get everything done, and I'm just going to be cautiously optimistic at this point.
Yeah, I guess along those lines, I mean, you kind of allude to it there. Like, they put this memo out last week on Friday, which, by the way, was, the more I think about it, that feels like a Friday news dump kind of thing that they did, knowing, like, PR-wise, it might not have been the best look to just tell the players, hey, here's where we need you to show up without these health protocols in place. But along those lines, Jordan, what do you think the chances are that training camp actually does start on time on July 28th?
I would say the start date is definitely a little bit more up in the air. But again, if I had to put money on it per se, I would say that it does start on time. I think that the NFL obviously has to put some more safety protocols, as we already mentioned. I mean, the acclimation period is big. You know, something that could lead up to the start of training camp, because not all these players are having off-field workouts with each other like Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, right? So it was recommended by the medical and training staff that they would have these acclimation periods. And I think that's what many of them are alluding to. But truth be told, I do think the NFL can accomplish something like this during that training camp period. It might be a little rushed. They might not have as much time when it comes to padded practices or something like that. But, you know, I think the NFL really is just kind of sitting back and observing stuff like the NBA and the MLB, what they will do, which is what I thought their initial game plan was. But the thing is, we have rookies reporting to the team facilities, what, like tomorrow for the yeah. Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans, and we're not too far away from everybody else. So this is the point in time where the NFL really needs to establish some very specific safety protocols, because I think that would put the NFLPA more at ease.
Jordan DeJani, CBSSports.com, joining me, covers the NFL. I wonder if players, Jordan, it's funny you bring that up, that acclimation period. It got me thinking, I wonder if players are more worried about the coronavirus right now or just the general sort of unorthodoxness of the offseason being something that could set them up for injury in the regular season. And that's where the acclimation period comes in, because I feel like that acclimation period, no preseason games is what they're lobbying for as well. These are all things that could set up the players for, you know, conventional, a better chance at a conventional football injury, like we saw in 2011, where there was just this abnormal spate of Achilles tears because guys were in a lockout. They weren't going in the building and working with their trainers and things like that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's just the fact of it. When you don't have those kind of acclimation periods or training camp is not exactly as it's been scheduled in past years, you do have a rise in injuries. That's just a fact. And so it matters to me what player you ask, right? Some are more worried about the coronavirus contracting it, and some are more worried about the unconventionalness about the entire season, right? So to be honest with you, I think it's completely both. I think both are very important issues here. And obviously, there's so many moving pieces when it comes down to it, because we are really heading down to the wire right now. We have rookies reporting to some facilities tomorrow. So the NFL does have a lot more work to do in terms of just making the players feel safer. I mean, we don't even know how many times and how often players are going to be tested yet. That's how much work we still have to do. So it's going to be interesting to see what develops here in the coming hours and the coming days. Maybe all of us will feel a little more comfortable about having a safe season here in 2020.
I got to imagine the happiest guy that the tweet storm from today is kind of distracting everybody from anything else NFL related is probably Daniel Snyder, right?
100%. I was thinking the exact same thing. The news cycle always moves on. Sometimes it's only 24 hours. Dan Snyder was definitely king of the news cycle for a little bit, but obviously the interest has kind of shifted away from him. So good for him, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he will still have plenty to deal with once these tweets are all done getting sent out by these players, for sure. But, man, it at least took the spotlight off of him for a little bit. Jordan DeJani, CBSSports.com, joining me. Jordan, actual football stuff here, non-coronavirus or Washington football related. The franchise tag deadline came and went last week. I'm curious your thoughts on, first, Dak Prescott's strategy here, and looking like he's going to go ahead and try to do the Kirk Cousins thing, it would appear right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, I've had people ask me, like colleagues ask me, well, what are your thoughts about if Dak Prescott's going to be under center for the Dallas Cowboys in 2022, let's say? And I don't know where exactly I'm leaning right now. It's almost 50-50. I really did think a couple of months ago they would be able to agree to an extension that they just placed the non-exclusive tag on him, you know, just to have more time to negotiate. But obviously nothing came to fruition. And what I'm really interested in is that Dak Prescott last season, now listen, consider this. He put up career-high numbers all across the board, yet the Cowboys went 8-8. He didn't exactly show that he's the superstar under center such as a Patrick Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson that's going to pick up your team and take them to the postseason to a new level of success by himself, even though they have so much talent on both sides of the ball there. Now, I bring that up because when it comes to resetting the market, that's obviously something you have to consider, right? I'm sure the Houston Texans have no doubt about Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. but with how this entire thing has developed over the past couple of months, the Dallas Cowboys have always said that Dak Prescott is going to get that extension. Don't even worry about it. I'm starting to doubt that now. I'm starting to doubt if they actually truly believe that, because if that was 100% true and they guaranteed fans Dak Prescott would be in the fold for a long time to come, I really do feel like we would have had an extension by this point in time.
Last one before I let you go. We got about a minute. What did you think of the Derrick Henry contract with the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do this in just a minute. So I'm based out of Nashville, and it was like a holiday on that July 15th deadline. Obviously, not a lot of people are excited about paying running backs, but Derrick Henry was the engine that took the Tennessee Titans to an entirely new level of success, right? His postseason performance was one of the best in recent memory. So I loved it also because they didn't have to necessarily reset the market. There's still several running backs in terms of guaranteed total money and yearly average or millions average per year that are going to make more money than him. So that really surprised me. I thought it was a team-friendly deal, especially when you look at the money in 2020. Gave him some room to chase Jadeveon Clowney if they wanted to. Also gave him that kind of long-term security that he was looking for. So I considered it a win-win.
There you go. Jordan DeJani. You can get him on Twitter at Jordan DeJani. DaJani is how you spell his last name. And you can get his work on CBSSports.com. And his bio says, fiery sports radio guest. And Jordan, you lived up to the hype. You were fiery, my man. I appreciate you jumping on. And hopefully next time you and I talk, we'll have actual football to talk about.
100%. Thank you so much. You have a good show, all right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.